Welcome to Seeking Paradise, reflections on spirituality, community, and justice. Earlier this year, I was on retreat in a Catholic retreat center, and every day there was a Eucharist that I went to. And I remember one evening, the Eucharist had ended, and I was sitting next to a Catholic priest, and I felt in a spiritual place, and I felt I wanted to stay there and pray for a little bit longer. And the Catholic priest next to me, as the service had ended, got up and left. And I remember having the thought in my mind, "Oh, I'm holier than the Catholic priest. I'm staying here longer to pray, and he's not." And then I caught myself having that thought. And I looked at myself and I thought, what an idiot. What a total idiot. What am I like if I think that that's an appropriate thought to have? Like, what does that even mean that, you know, that I'm praying for longer, like that I'm holier, that I'm better than someone else because I'm staying there for longer? And I just had to like laugh at myself and laugh at that thought of what a total kind of idiot I am, and how strong the ego is, how strong that this process of ego is that made me compare myself to someone else, think, oh, I'm better than that person, which is the root of so much that goes wrong in religion and in other things. Jesus said, if you want to rob a house, if you were going to rob a house and there was a strong man inside, first you'd have to tie up the strong man to be able to rob the house. And I think of that strong man that needs to be tied up as the ego, the strong, the wild, egoic processes inside the human mind that make us want to compare ourselves to other people, that make us go, oh, I'm better than that person, or that, well, I'm worse than that person, and that just make us always think about comparison, and that is the root of so much fear, of so much anger, of so much violence, of so much dysfunction within us, is that ego that wants to always compare us to other people, and this causes us so much anxiety. The practice of contemplation is the practice of tying up the strong man. It's the practice of tying up the ego. You have to tie up the ego. You have to tie up the strong man. But here's the thing about the ego. We can think of it as, you know, being, you know, being full of ego, being about thinking I'm better than everyone else. Oh, I'm much better than everyone else. But actually, it's not that. Well, it is that, but it can equally be thinking I'm worse than everyone else. It's really anything that makes us compare ourselves to other people. It can be thinking we're better than everyone else. It can also be thinking we're worse than everyone else. For example, someone in an abusive relationship. Someone in an abusive relationship who's being abused may think, oh, you know, I deserve it. This is as much as, you know, it's my fault for being in this position. That's also a kind of egoic process, but it's an egoic process that says we're less than others, says we deserve less, says we're a terrible person. These false pictures we build up in our heads that the ego strong man makes us have can be, oh, we're so much better than other people, or that we're so much worse than other people, or that we're bouncing between both of those realities of so much better and so much worse. And that is the source of kind of a huge amount of our anxiety. The mother of Jesus was called Mary, and there's a story of a song that she sung when she was pregnant with Jesus. This song of Mary that is in the Christian scriptures, sometimes called the Magnificat. And it's a song of praise, and it's a song of liberation. God says, Mary says, this is the God who has blessed me, and this is what this God of liberation does. God brings down the mighty, and God lifts up lowly. God brings down the powerful and God lifts up those who are powerless. And the point is, that's the same process. The same work of liberation is the work of liberation that brings down the powerful and that lifts up the powerless. And that happens, that can happen politically, economically, globally, but it's also the same process of liberation that happens internally when we take part in a spiritual practice. When you do a spiritual practice, you are doing the work of liberating yourself from that strong man of ego that makes you anxious about comparing to other people. But the thing is, this stuff doesn't just happen within individuals, within an individual mind. It works in groups as well. Like, groups have ego processes, organizations do, institutions do, nations do, global corporations do. These are egoic entities. These are entities that are all about power and assertion and violence and being better than others. And this is the source of so much of the disruption and the violence in our world. What is happening right now, the tragedy of violence against Gaza, of basically a genocide happening against the Palestinian people in Gaza right now, the source of that is the egoic process of the Likud party. It is this process of violence, this work of violence comes from an organization, an institution that is of an egoic anxiety that turns to violence, right? What's happening in COP right now, the climate change conference, which is overwhelmed with oil, powerful people, lobbyists from oil companies are just overwhelming most of the people who are suffering from climate change in that conference. Total corruption that's not addressing in any way what we need to do about climate crisis, the absolute crisis we're in, full of the egoic process, the power, the wanting to hold on to power and resist change from the financial global institutions of global oil companies that are stopping the work of liberation of us moving to a post-carbon world. These are the powers in our world today, right? The strong man. First, you have to tie up the strong man. How do you tie up the strong man? Well, all kinds of political actions that are going to be required of us in terms of the transformation of the world, as they always are. But also, again, turning back that this work happens internally, that we have to do the work of liberation begins with the transformation of ourselves through a spiritual practice, through a spiritual practice that enables us to be free of the strong man of the ego. Merlin Carruthers, who was a Christian author, said, dying to self, so this is what I'm saying, dying to the strong man, dying to self is a progressive journey, and I have come to believe that it is traveled only through praise. Only through praise, that's what Merlin Carruthers said. The praise of Mary's song, "My soul magnifies God." Spiritual practice, whether quiet spiritual practice or loud spiritual practice, whether individual spiritual practice or group spiritual practice, singing together, praising, praying, contemplation, meditation, chanting. The purpose of these spiritual practices is to do that work of liberation of the soul, to tie up the strong man so that we're not led by ego. It's a progressive journey, and there's always times along the way when we go, oh, there's the strong man again within ourselves that making us miserable, making us compare ourselves to other people. So it's not like you do it once and it's done. The practice of contemplation is the practice of constantly tying up the strong man of those ego processes so that we can be liberated within ourselves and work in that liberation for institutions and nations and the world. That is the song of liberation, the song of praise that Mary, the mother of Jesus, sings in that story of her pregnancy with Jesus. My soul magnifies God. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, my Liberator. God brings down the powerful and lifts up the lowly. The strong man is tied up. My soul is magnified in praise.